This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go
aboard. Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3 hour zero gravity gala. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Winnipeg to Wilmington, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Wow. What a show we have. Some sports radio shows take a July 10th episode and mail it in.
I am the epic fail.
Not us. There's no Mount Rushmore talk on here. Oh, no. Today's show has got it all. Coming up this hour, in fact, in just 16 minutes from now, Akbar Baja Biamila, American Ninja Warrior, former NFL defensive lineman, turned television host. He's all over the place. He's a rising star. He is a star in television coverage. Akbar Baja Biamila is going to join us. American Ninja Warrior coming up here at 20 minutes past the hour. It's also a Trash Tuesday, boys and girls. So hit us up with your trashes on the old Twitter machine. We'll read those throughout the show. DA on CBS is the Twitter handle. DA on CBS. Follow it, use it, send it using trashes. We'll get to our trashes coming up at 40 minutes past the hour. Next hour, class reunion, 1998 Little League World Series. Toms River, New Jersey wins the Little League World Series on the backs of their superstar, Todd Frazier, who would go on to a Major League Baseball career and be a multi-time All-Star. The member of the Mets, last year the Yankees, previously the White Sox and the Reds, Todd Frazier joining us in studio coming up here in the second hour of the show to talk about the 20th anniversary of his Little League World Series, where he hit a leadoff home run and then hit, went 4-for-4, and then threw the final strike of the game to win it. We will also tackle how serious LeBron considered Philadelphia. World Cup preview, Belgium and France today. So we will discuss waffles or French toast. And an NFL defensive lineman traveling with his mom's ashes flips out on TSA because the ashes ended up spilled within his suitcase after they checked the urn. Couldn't make it up if you tried. All of that coming up this morning on the show. How about that? As always, get a hold of us on the phones, on those stories, and much, much more. Anything you want to tackle, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. I am too. So, the wait continues for where Carmelo Anthony will end up. Looks like the buyout is going down in Oklahoma City. Where will he end up? One pretty obvious destination would be in Houston with the Rockets and one of his buddies, Chris Paul. One option might be Los Angeles with one of his buddies, LeBron James. Carmelo Anthony, how many options does he have considering at this point in his career, he is limited by age. He's always been a plus offensive star, but a minus defender and everything else. What are the options for Carmelo Anthony? And if the Houston Rockets are committed to trying to get him, which it sounds like Daryl Morey is, that he wants Carmelo on that roster to add to that lineup, is Carmelo Anthony an upgrade for the Houston Rockets, who came within an eyelash of winning the West? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Yeah, I'm not sacrificing no bench role, so you can. That's out the question. As far as sacrificing, I don't even like to talk about finances and the economics of the game of basketball. When that time come, that time will come.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That, of course, was Carmelo discussing his role in Oklahoma City, his refusal, his defiance at coming off of the bench. Now, let's think about the Houston Rockets offseason right now. They just lost Luke Baumute in a one-year deal to the LA Clippers because they don't have much money that they can stretch. They also lost Trevor Ariza in the offseason. So via the loss of those two guys, somebody like Carmelo, who could score and play a role and shoot, which of course the Rockets love shooters, makes sense. But it only makes sense if Carmelo Anthony is willing to do some things he's never been willing to do, namely coming off the bench or playing a role and no longer being a star. Where is his head at right now? And that's the most concerning thing about Carmelo. He is 34 years old. He plays like he's 37 years old. Carmelo doesn't move the way that he used to. Carmelo doesn't have the internal knack anymore of just getting a lot of buckets and being a volume scorer. We saw this last year. I realize the fit wasn't great. I realize there was limited shots to go around at Oklahoma City because of the two other stars, Russell Westbrook and Paul George. But at the end of the day, Carmelo Anthony needs to be able to transition into a different role. He can't be the volume scorer. He can't. And he couldn't accept that in New York with the Knicks. He couldn't accept that last year with Oklahoma City. He seemingly still can't accept that, at least the last time he was asked about it in OKC. And so you're asking him to do something that he has been defiant against the last couple of years, transitioning into a role player. The Houston Rockets don't need Carmelo Anthony of 5 years ago. They've got Carmelo Anthony from 5 years ago in James Harden. They've got a better version. They've got an MVP. And let's face it, not only did James Harden show the world what type of offensive star he is last year, but also James Harden was much more engaged defensively. They also have Chris Paul, who picks up a lot of the slack offensively when Harden cannot get it done or is not getting it done. They don't need Carmelo Anthony to be the singular scorer or to take a bunch of shots. Is he cool with that? And that's the part that I don't know. Carmelo Anthony will always have a very complicated relationship to me for people that remember him from his college days. At Syracuse, he needed to be, for that 1 year, the guy. And he was the guy that carried that program to its first national championship in basketball. But being the guy, the singular kind of superstar entity in the middle of everything, did not serve him as well in the NBA. And I think he always thought of himself that way. And I think he always bristled at trying to share the load. I think he wanted to share the responsibility in the papers amongst the critics on sports talk radio. I think when it came to that, he wanted to share the load. I think offensively, though, and being the man, the guy, he always felt it needed to run through him. And I just don't know if he'll ever get wired a different way. And so this is why I talk about, is it an upgrade for the Rockets? It's an upgrade for the Rockets if he figures out how to play a different way that he's never played before. Yes. But if he is going to be stubborn Carmelo, and when things don't go your way, become aloof Carmelo, and when you feel like you're being ignored, go into your shell Carmelo, and you are bristling Carmelo at those that criticize, then no, then that doesn't help you. I think the name sounds great. Carmelo Anthony joins the Thunder, joins the Rockets. But man, he's only of value to you if he can figure out a way to evolve his game and himself. And I don't know if he'll ever, quote unquote, get it in that way. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. We were talking yesterday about athletes that look weird at the end of their careers in different jerseys after Tony Parker signed his 2-year deal with the Charlotte Hornets. How good is our graphics team of the simulcast? So good that you're looking at right now a graphic of Carmelo Anthony in a Rockets jersey. And it looks weird. Yeah. It looks weird. But so did Oklahoma City. When we come back, let's talk football. And let's talk American Ninja Warrior, which has taken the nation by storm. Akbar Bajabiamila, formerly defensive lineman in the NFL, now turned TV host with American Ninja Warrior, amongst other things, joins us coming up next. DA, Trash Tuesday, CBS Sports Radio.
The glitch in the simulation.
Hey, good morning, DA. Big fan of yours. I'm a big football fan. I love tailgating. Great how you can drink alcohol in the morning. Otherwise, people are always saying, hey, Chris, what are you running away from? And I'm like, no, I'm just tailgating.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm not running away from anything. I'm just tailgating. Don't you love that? If I make it out to Boise, Idaho this fall for a Broncos football game, am I going to get a good tailgate in? DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that you can always download full episodes of the show by going to iTunes, search DA and CBS, and you'll find it there. Full episodes, subscribe, completely free. And if you would, leave a review so that other people can find it as well. Plus, you can download the Permission Granted podcast there. Also, this week's PGP Side A is taped. How are we doing on Side B? Coming up, hopefully, maybe later on today?
That would be the hope, is today, yes.
Okay. So look for the new Permission Granted podcast this week, hopefully by later on this afternoon. Chad tweets in DA, quote, I'm not really looking to do a lot of work right now. End of quote. Sounds like Smokin' Jay Cutler has read Mraz's life tips. Apparently didn't read them all. I'm sure the Dolphins or Bears would have loved to see his mom take some snaps to finish the job. Hashtag, if I can't do it, maybe my mom and sister can.
Always.
I don't know if this is just Hollywood shtick for a reality show, but Kristen Cavallari actually asked Jay Cutler, what are your plans? And he said, I'm not looking to do a lot of work right now. Seems like that was already your attitude last year with the Dolphins.
What's on tap for you today?
As always, 855-212-4CBS is your phone number, 855-212-4227. The TV show American Ninja Warrior has just taken the nation by storm. The cast is so good They're so fun, and I find myself just watching it endlessly when it's on. I can't stop watching it. There's something about it. It is such a fun show. And one of the hosts of the show was a veteran in the NFL. He joins us here on the show, Akbar Baja Biamila, American Ninja Warrior, joining us this morning on the show. Akbar, good morning.
Damon, good morning, man. I feel like working hard this morning. If Jay Cutler didn't want to work hard, I feel like working hard this morning. So let's get at it, man.
Good, let's get at it. You are one of the hardest working guys I know in TV because you're all over the place, whether it's NFL Network, NBC coverage of things like the July 4th fireworks. You've got American Ninja Warrior. You're all over the place. Does it feel like every day there's a new adventure?
Yeah, it does feel like that, to be honest with you. But, you know, I'm not going to complain. When I transitioned from the NFL, this is what I dreamt of. This is, you know, the type of work that I wanted to do, and I wanted to talk for a living and to be able to have fun, entertain, but also to give people a good inside look into sports, into entertainment. And this is it. You know, we've got another show coming up, American Ninja Warrior Jr. in the fall. So I'll have to balance that with my NFL schedule, but we're finally going to bring it to kids. So that'll be on Universal Kids. But it's been good. I can't complain. I look at my life and I go, well, I'm not doing the Steve Harvey yet, so I'm not doing the 7 and 8 shows at a time. So I think I'm doing okay.
Well, I would say so. And I got to say, as somebody in this industry, I really admire your work because I know how hard all of it is to make look easy. That's the greatest trick in all of this. And I really feel like you do. You come off as so smooth and composed, and everything seems so easy. And that's really hard for former athletes. A lot of guys can't make this transition. Were you always comfortable in front of a microphone, in front of a camera, or hosting things of this nature?
You know, to be honest, no, I wasn't. I was always a gregarious guy. I was always sociable and like to have fun, but there's something that happens and that there's a dynamic that happens when you transition to TV. You try to be something that you witnessed before. I remember early trying to be cool like Stuart Scott, but the truth is that there's only one Stuart Scott, and there's only one Akbar, and there's only one Damon. So if someone's out there trying to be DA, then you just can't do it because God only made one of them. And I learned that lesson from a guy from ESPN, Fred Brown, when I came into audition for ESPN, and he was like, just take that and remember that. And so what I did, I essentially went to acting class, not to become an actor, although I love and appreciate the art, but to become more comfortable with myself. And I thought that was the key, is just being comfortable. It was like, hey, how I speak, how I see things is good enough for TV. And that's where I just started to blossom and grow.
Akbar Baja Biamila joins us this morning on the show. I read something so interesting in your bio, and that was that your paternal great-great-grandfather in Nigeria, who was 7 feet tall, was the village moderator. And I thought about your ability on TV, and I said, boy, is that a descendant of that? Is that in your DNA to be a moderator, to be a speaker, to be somebody that brings people together? Do you ever think about that connection to somebody in your past like that?
Yeah, you know what? I have. There's two things that stand out from that story. One, that I'm pissed that I didn't get the 7 feet gene, but I ended up at 6'6".
you fell just short. You're right, though.
I'm technically still a big guy. Yeah, it means big man come save me. Big man come help me. The last name, that's also because he was a moderator, the nickname Baja Biamila was given. And I do. I feel like a part of that is my legacy, and the part that I'm carrying on now as a tall guy on TV moderating. But, you know, it was cool because he would bring people, whenever people would have issues, he would bring people together and help them to moderate issues in the village. And, you know, I see myself in a different way doing that on television, bringing people together through sports and entertainment.
It's really cool. Akbar Baja Biamila joins us this morning here on the show. You guys have so many cool events coming up, and this summer, Team Fox event to benefit the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. You've got another one for Parkinson's, Parkour for Parkinson's, coming up on Sunday, August the 5th in L.A. Ages, experience, everybody, welcome. And the American Ninja Warrior, I think the concept is really cool because it feels like everybody has an opportunity to do something like this. It feels very accessible for a lot of people. How fun is it to be around these events and see people of all ages, all ethnicities, all races, all athletic abilities kind of coming together?
It's pretty cool. And this is something for me, you know, personally. My father, you know, in 1998 was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And, you know, I've had the extreme fortune to be able to witness one of our ninja warriors on the show, Jimmy Choi, compete with Parkinson's disease. And I saw how it took away a lot of my dad's health and what it did to him. I saw what it did to Muhammad Ali, one of my childhood heroes. And for me to be able to see someone take Parkinson's in a different route, in a different way, like Jimmy Choi, and compete with this debilitating disease, it kind of blew me away. And so I wanted to do something more with my platform. And I said, well, can I do more than just being the host of this show? And I teamed up with Michael J. Fox and his foundation, and I'm a part of their mission, which is to find a cure for Parkinson's disease. So I've had this event of bringing Ninja Warrior and Parkinson's together, essentially, and I have it. It's called Parkour for Parkinson's, and that's one of the things that the disciplines that is needed to be a Ninja Warrior. And I thought, how about bringing this together under one house? And we're going to do it at Dojo Boom in Thousand Oaks, California. That's Sunday, August 5th, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can buy tickets at teamfox.org/Akbar, A-K-B-A-R. Or you can donate. If you're not going to be in the area, you can donate. And we're also going to have a live auction as well that's going to open up on August 1st. We're going to have the San Diego Chargers experience. I used to play for the San Diego Chargers. We're going to have the Los Angeles.
I still do that too.
We're going to have the Los Angeles Charger experience. We're going to have that you can bid for the Universal Studios package where you can get VIP treatment and you can get skip the lines. You can have the whole nine. We're going to have a New York package as well, which is going to be pretty cool, where you get to get styled and modeled up. You get to go to the Megyn Kelly show, the Today show. So, you know, you get to get suited and booted, look like a New Yorker, feel fresh. You know, we know that city is the capital of styling. And then also, too, we're working on an Oakland Raiders package as well. As you know, I play for the Oakland Raiders as well, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders. So I got to get all these cities right. You're going to have a chance to experience John Gruden and the resurrection of the Oakland Raiders. That's right, I said resurrection of the Oakland Raiders. So you get to bid on that package. So if you're a football fan, you can bid on that. And we're going to have a bunch of other cool things that you can bid on, and that's going to be at teamfox.org/Akbar. But for those who are local in Los Angeles area and you want to come out, tickets are $75. And this is not a celebrity-filled event. I didn't want to make it that event. I wanted to be something where people can learn about Ninja Warrior, learn how to do these obstacles, and we're going to have some of the top ninjas, Jimmy Choi, Jody Big Dog Avila, Tiana Sweet Tea Weberly, Najee Richardson, Flip Rodriguez, Kevin Bull. We're doing this at his gym at Dojo Boom in Thousand Oaks. So, look, if you've got a heart to donate and try to find a cure for Parkinson's disease, if you've been affected by it, please donate, teamfox.org/Akbar.
Such a good cause. I just love how you guys are bringing everything together. Again, that's teamfox.org/Akbar. Teamfox.org/Akbar. You know, you guys have a great cast on American Ninja Warrior. Christine Leahy is a friend of mine. We used to work together, and I can't believe the depth of her. I can't believe the depth of her hip hop knowledge. So if she is going to battle you,
you know about that.
If she's going to battle you in Cardi B lyrics, just walk away, man. I have been sliced and diced before from her knowledge of hip hop, so I just had to throw in the towel.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody listens to more hip hop. I'm a Michael Jackson fan, by the way, so I listen to a lot more Michael Jackson. But I'm well versed in hip hop, but I thought I could. And she knows some of the deep.
I know.
I mean, no. I'm like surface and a little bit below surface, and I think, oh, I got some stuff that you don't know about. She'll go into. I'm like, what? Where are you hanging out?
I know. It's like Christine Deep Cuts Leahy. I'm like, how the heck do you know that? Check it out. The website is teamfox.org/Akbar. Man, great stuff, dude. Thank you so much. Thanks for everything you're doing with Parkinson's, and hopefully we can catch up again, bud.
Hey, thank you very much.
You got it. Akbar Baja Biamila joining us this morning here on the show from American Ninja Warrior and formerly NFL defensive end. So cool. When we come back here on the show, little Trash Tuesday. Load of the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. And again, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'll read them coming up. Trash Tuesday next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
I didn't want to talk to you, and thank you for trashing Mraz. Nauseated me, and I wanted to trash him then, too.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Trash Tuesday, everybody. Send me your trashes by hitting me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Also on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. Listen to us using the CBS Sports app or the Radio.com app or Apple Music. And our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to Geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Already a good number of trashes coming in via Twitter. So keep them coming. I'll read them throughout the morning. Trash Tuesday is here. Cue the band.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
You know, I gotta trash. I don't know if my antenna's just up, but the last 2 days, way too many people around this office coughing, hacking on their hands, touching everything. I work in WFAN locally, afternoon show, one of the hosts there, coughing all over the place in front of me yesterday. I am now 6 days away from a flight to Hawaii, a trip of a lifetime for somebody like me, 10 years in the making, and I'm telling you right now what's going to happen. I am going to be sick as a dog from this trip because nobody knows how to call out sick when they are sick and are too selfish with each other. Call out. Don't get anybody else sick.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Now, is this actual flu stuff that they're sneezing, or is it just like little dust in the air and they're just sneezing?
This sounds like full-blown bronchial stuff you would see in February. As much so as in the bathroom yesterday, I was in the bathroom, and I overheard two other people coughing, and one person said, oh, would you get sick? And he goes, yeah, the whole engineering department's been sick. I just tried to stay away. I finally got it. I overheard that, and that really set me over the edge, and I'm seeing other people around this department coughing and hacking all over.
Was it like the Jody Mack wet sneeze?
Yes, very similar. As a matter of fact, before I fly out, Saturday night I am hosting. Who am I following? Jody Mack. So if he's sick, too, all bets are off.
855-212-4227.
I hope he's healthy, but everybody else is sick.
Oh, he's not healthy.
Well, I mean, you know, but...
he's got a terminal illness.
Right, but I don't know if he has any contagious stuff.
That's the question. Can you get what he has by talking to the same microphone? By the way, good job getting two plugs in there for yourself during your trash.
I also love Mraz saying it's a trip 10 years in the making. Like it was the reboot of Jurassic Park. Like 10 years in the making, I've been waiting for this.
Major motion picture.
There's a jar on the Mraz counter they're just dropping dimes into to pay for this trip for the last decade.
10 years in the making. Major movie event.
By the way, going to see the site of Jurassic Park on this trip. So
I bet.
Big tie-in.
Pete the Body Velotti, who are you trashing?
Well, I am trashing the people that make it known after they're 30 that it's their birthday. And they always do it.
30 is the cutoff for you.
No, but not like go celebrate, have a good time, have a party, but like have to put it out there so that someone acknowledges it.
Uh-huh.
I am really sick and tired of it. It's so self-important. It's not even, you're not even celebrating yourself. You just want to say, hey, me. Hey, look, it's me. You know, I really don't like it. It's too much. I've seen enough of it lately. People are too self-important. Get them out.
You've been trashed.
Okay, so at 29, you can say, look at me, it's my birthday. At 31, no way.
That's the last year.
That's it. 20.
That's the last year.
30, because 30 is a round number. 31, you better keep it in your pants.
Well, no, you can celebrate. You can celebrate, but just don't make it a big deal.
Don't broadcast
right,
it.
Right, right. Have a party, whatever. But, like, I just...
How about round numbers? 40, 50?
Yeah, big time ones. 40, big time, 45, okay. Maybe 45, 50,
okay,
100.
So what big numbers, those are okay.
Yes, but, right. Like, your 32nd birthday...
No.
Alone.
This stems from yesterday. We had a caller call up and say, yeah, good to be on the show. It's my birthday today. And that set Pete off. The fact that a caller would think anybody here cared about his birthday. You should have seen him cursing under his breath.
Seriously,
he had it.
Enough.
What if he was 40?
It probably
or
wasn't
50.
40. He should have said it was his 40th birthday. That's his fault.
Fantastic. Andrew Bogish, who are you trashing?
D.A. took to the family to the Met game on Saturday. They're basically giving away tickets because they're so bad. So
yeah.
Beautiful day, went there. Added bonus, Jacob deGrom bobblehead day.
Nice.
Now, I will point out that I was getting a little nervous, taking some extra time, getting into the parking lot, finding a spot, walking to the stadium, that maybe we were not going to be one of the first 25,000 people to get a DeGrom bobblehead.
That's a tough cutoff because the stadium seats probably 42 or something like that.
And this
so you, Saturday game or Friday game?
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so you might not
could
get
have been
it.
Dicey. Got there, got my bobblehead just fine, but waiting in the little, you know, the gate to go through security, going through a bag, got to get wanded. Once I hear security guard go, there's no re-entry. Okay, no big deal. Second time, really catches my eye, look around. There are people who bought a ticket to walk up, get the bobblehead, and then leave. They don't care about the game as if this thing was made of gold and would be resold for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a better way for you to fund your life than to be scavenging for Jacob deGrom bobbleheads at Met games on a beautiful summer Saturday afternoon.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Well, ironically, you're sitting next to a person that once tried this. A couple years ago was Mike Piazza bobblehead day. And it was a noon first pitch against the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been out late, my fiance, my then girlfriend at the time, we'd been out late. And I woke up at like 10 a.m., maybe 9 a.m. And I was like, she's still in bed. I could probably get over there and get the bobblehead and back before she wakes up. And she usually will sleep late because she works really late throughout the week. So I thought I could be back before she got up with the bobblehead. So sure enough, I went there and I was like, when do doors open? I'll just get it and get out. I normally would never do this, but we had stuff to do that day. We had shopping or something stupid to do. So I went there. I think doors opened for a noon first pitch at like 10:30. Got in, got the Piazza bobblehead, went in and watched a little BP because I felt like it was a real weird thing to do to just turn around and go back. But I really wanted the Piazza bobblehead. Went in, watched some BP, got about 20, 25 minutes, and then left, never saw the game. And I felt really bad about myself, but I do need to come clean.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as buying a ticket from the beginning with your only concern being getting the bobblehead, bringing it back to your basement, putting it in the humidor, never opening it, so it stays in pristine condition to sell on eBay in 6 weeks.
Yeah, is that the thing you think people are just going them to sell them?
I don't think the folks that I saw leaving, the three guys leaving, had other plans going on Saturday. They just needed to have the DeGrom bobblehead
and they're
for
not,
their collection.
Are they collecting it or you think selling it?
Either way, I don't. Go to the game.
Yeah.
Stay for the game. If other things come up, you're sick, you got something going on, change of plans, I get that. But if your only intention is just the bobblehead, the game means nothing, the day means nothing, you just need that bad boy to make $7 profit, you're done.
Yeah, because you really can buy the bobblehead for, what, $12, $15 bucks online on eBay?
Right. There's 25,000 of them. There's not three. They're not going to be that expensive on the resale market.
How was the bobblehead?
It's fine. It's a bobblehead.
Well, I like bobbleheads, but sometimes there's ones that really are lame.
Well, I can't get past the fact that there's a sponsor's logo on it. Like, that from the beginning just disqualifies the entire thing for me. That it's a car company, I think, for this one. Like, it just cheapens it to begin with. Like, I wanted just a regular bobblehead, but I got one.
And they put it in the wrong spot, too. They, like, put it on his face.
Yeah.
Or, like, on the front of the jersey instead of Mets.
I know. If they're on the bottom base, you can break them off. But if they're not at the bottom
base. I think this one is, but I don't know if I have the guts to try and snap it off. What if I wreck the whole thing?
You can buy a new one for $12 on eBay.
Good point.
I am trashing. I just feel like this is becoming worse and worse of a problem. At least over the last 2 weeks, I have been stuck behind the people at green lights that are texting and they don't know it's green. And I just feel like more than ever before, I'm honking to get people at green lights to go. And I just constantly am seeing people looking down at their phones at green lights. I get it, I guess, that when you get to a red light, you check the phone for a text or whatever. But, you know, to sit there and text or to check or to scroll during the light, I really think is completely ridiculous at this point in time. If it's something you just want to check, did something come in a notification, fine. But people are sitting there having conversations via text during stoplights. And then when it's green, we're all honking like, hey, move along. And sometimes really early in the morning or really late at night, I feel a little guilty in a neighborhood honking because I don't know who I'm waking up around there. But I'm like, how much longer can I wait at this green light to get you jamokes to go? Let's go, shuffle it along. If you're at a green, if you're at a light, check the phone for 5 seconds to see if something came in. If not, eyes back up. I stop the conversation and the scroll. If you're checking Facebook at a stoplight, I know we ain't making that green light. I know it. So stop. You're annoying all of us.
Stinky debris.
Lewis is in Palmdale on a Trash Tuesday here on CBS Sports Radio. Lewis, who are you trashing?
Beat me up.
You got it, buddy.
Go.
What's going on?
You know, can someone in FIFA please rethink the players' entrance? I mean, I know that Kane and Ronaldo and all those good-looking Euros walking in with holding children's hands is okay, but do I really need to see Oso walking in with a kid's hand? I mean, this guy is just so close to taking these kids like a Russian Hansel and Gretel into the woods, man. Somebody please rethink that. But, you know, going into my actual trash, is it just me, D.A., or the four horsemen of the apocalypse coming? Last week, the Lakers signed with LeBron. Now I hear that they're trying to take Carmelo. And now there's a store that sells in bulk with red and white signs who stopped selling Polish hot dogs. Are you kidding me? After fighting for parking, dealing with idiots trying to fill themselves with samples, and grandmothers trying to pay with a MasterCard in the line, I'm discontinuing my Polish hot dog over a healthy alternative? What's healthy about buying cereal in bulk with enough sugar to put a hummingbird in a diabetic coma? Get it out. Straighten up. Big bulk
Splash
store.
Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Get a motor.
What's amazing about Lewis in Palmdale is that I believe he's fought diabetes so direly that he's lost a foot in this.
Yes, he has. A survivor.
And he's looking for another kidney, and he needs that Polish hot dog.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
I love Lewis. I mean, I would say Lewis over the last 2 months has become like one of my favorite callers of all time in DA show history. Here's a man whose Twitter actually says needs a kidney. And he's griping about the healthy options of the Polish hot dogs at his grocery store.
He did not like my 999 take yesterday either. I got a tweet about that.
Why not?
About too many buttons to push. Like, what kind of loser am I? I had to defend myself very strongly.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's just great. Courtney is the first lady of Trash Tuesday. She tweets, there's a special place in hell for people who don't refill ice cube trays when it's more than 90 degrees outside.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
So true. Loved ones you live with, maybe people that you live with as apartment mates or housemates, it's hot out, you're using ice cubes, refill the tray. Why do we have to refill the tray for you? Because then I go in there, I want some ice, I got no ice. No ice. You got the ice. Where's my ice? No ice. Jarrett tweets, I'm trashing people who come to a complete stop on the highway because nobody will let them over into the new lane, into the other lane. They're too scared to get over without help. And they don't want to pass their destination. Hashtag get a moat.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Get him out.
Dixieland Dan tweets, I'm trashing the British guy in my kickball league last night who got in my face and argued with me after I told him he kicked a foul ball. And he said, since it started fair and then went foul, it was fair. Take your British accent and your tea and go play some football.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
So was it the British accent that was annoying, or was it exacerbated because he didn't know the rules? No, if it starts fair and goes foul, it's not fair, bud. Unless that's a real weird interpretation of rules in kickball. When we come back here on the show, how seriously did LeBron consider the Philadelphia 76ers? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.